You are listening to The English Programme with me, Steve. We take a look at the official website now. If you have the internet, you can go to this page. This is for the Greater London Authority. The Mayor of London's press releases, their website is london.gov.uk. And we have a few headlines here from recent press releases we shall take a look at. If you have an interest, you can go to the website and read all of the items in full for yourself. So I wanted to have a look at the last couple of press releases that have been published here. For instance, the Mayor's flagship Barclays Cycle Hire, which we have spoken about on previous broadcasts, celebrates its first birthday with an additional £25 million investment from Barclays. The Mayor of London's flagship Barclays Cycle Hire scheme celebrates its first birthday. The extra funding will help the scheme to expand throughout West and Southwest London by the summer of 2013, and also sees Barclays' sponsorship extended by 3 years to 2018. The additional £25 million takes Barclays' total investment in the scheme to 50 million quid. That was published on the 28th of July, that story, this one here. The story of London, the Mayor of London, now it's the story of London. What's that? The Story of London returns this August with a month-long programme to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the Festival of Britain. This year's festival is being coordinated by the Museum of London, working in partnership with South Bank Centre, and as well as seeking to recapture the spirit of the Festival of Britain, a key aim is to raise the profile and attract new visitors to some of London's smaller museums. The Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, and the LOCOG chair, Sebastian Coe, are both calling on the capital's boroughs to embrace the London 2012 look by dressing up the high streets, squares, parks and public spaces in the official colours and branding that will greet athletes and visitors next summer. The Robbie Boyd Band from Kensington have been awarded even... I'm having terrible problems reading this text tonight. I think because the font is very small. Pilar, can we have a bigger font next time, please? It's not your fault. It's my fault, but if you can help me. Anyway, now the band has been awarded the top prize in this year's Rhythm of London Busking Underground competition, organised by the Mayor of London, Boris Johnson. 25-year-old Robbie and his bandmates will receive a coveted licence to busk on the Tube network. 7,000 people, this was on the 31st of July, joined TV presenter Jeff Brazier, the Mayor of London's environmental director, and quite a big team of people, the full list of people here on the website. Many more came out to watch and experience the day as cyclists of all ages and abilities took to traffic-free streets for the chance to enjoy the local area on two wheels. Information on the website. The Mayor of London is launching 100 Great Things About the Games, a campaign to inform Londoners of the huge range of benefits that the city is reaping as 2012 Games host city. The campaign also aims to highlight how Londoners can take advantage of and get involved in the multitude of opportunities that are already transforming life in London. Boris Johnson has awarded almost £10 million of funding from his Outer London Fund to 20 boroughs across the capital to help them bring the buzz back to the high streets and boost the local economy. A further £40 million from the fund will be awarded later in the year. And finally, the mayor is helping Londoners beat energy price hikes. We shall take a look at that particular story in the next broadcast. This is The English Programme.